Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, March 21st, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. Would first of all like to excuse Councilmember Alex Finter, who is, I don't think he's joining us by phone, is he? Nope. Feeling a little bit under the weather, and we hope he gets well soon. So he will not be joining us this evening. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Board Member David Madden of the First Church of Christ Scientist, and he'll be followed by Councilmember Dave Richens leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please stand for the invocation and the pledge?
Heavenly Father, Mother God,
Giver of all good, Creator and Governor of the universe, we thank you that you are ever present in our lives. We acknowledge your presence here in this chamber at this very moment. You provide each of our elected officials with intelligence, wisdom, courage, and strength to make sound decisions for the welfare of the Mesa community. You provide citizens with courage and strength of conviction to bring issues needing attention before our elected officials. Each of the items on tonight's meeting agenda has a perfect solution which fulfills your love for us. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, asks us to clothe ourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and forgiveness. But the most important piece of clothing is love. We acknowledge the presence of your love and ask that all present this evening put your love into practice. We ask this in the nature of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Today, I am privileged and proud to wear my maroon and gold. Notice it? Nice little tie. And although we're, you know, bipartisan, we're excited that U of A moved on in the NC2A tournament. But we're especially proud of one of our, what we call our Mesa kids, one of Mesa's own. Because if you weren't following the news over the weekend, then you need to get caught up, because one of our very own, Anthony Robles, a Mesa High grad who wrestles for ASU, won the national championship in the 125-pound weight category. But that's not the whole story, because you see, Anthony was born with only one leg, and so he captivated the country with this the story of him going undefeated, beating the defending champion in his weight class, and just doing a great, just an incredible job, and is an inspiration for all of us. So we are so proud of Anthony. We're proud to call him one of our own, both a Sun Devil and also a Mesa kid, and Councilmember Glover, a Jackrabbit too. Always happy for that. So two Jackrabbits, done did well. You include that. So we're so very proud of Anthony, and we'll continue on. We'll do something special for him, but we wanted to recognize his accomplishment today. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, and we'll have Mr. Kevin Christopher read in the consent agenda.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Desert Sun Child Development Center, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 2nd, 1859 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license for G-Man's Restaurant and Lounge, 7303 East Main Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Lucendas Elementary School PTO, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 16th, 7900 East Eagle Crest Drive. Item 4A, act on bingo license application for Palm Gardens, 2929 East Main Street. Item 5A, act to renew term contract for traffic sign material and sign mounting hardware for Transportation Department. Item 5B, act on contract to purchase one replacement vehicle for Police Department. This is funded by the Fiscal Year 10-11 Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 5C, act on contract to purchase replacement explosive device transport trailer for Police Department, fully funded by the Federal Homeland Security Grant Program Urban Area Security Initiative Grant. Item 5D, act on renewal of term contract for training and duty ammunition for Police Department. Item 5E, act on contract to purchase nitrogen distillation, digestion, and titration system for Water Resources Department. Item 5F, act on contract to purchase three replacement heavy-duty front-loading refuse trucks for Solid Waste Management Division, funded by the Fiscal Year 10-11 Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 5G, act on contract to purchase replacement remittance processing system for Business Services Department. Item 5H, act on contract for Phase 1A concrete improvements for Residential Streets Overlays Project. This is funded with the Fiscal Year 10-11 Transportation Operating Budget. Item 5I, act on contract for utility locating and potholing by Vacuum Extraction City Project. Item 5J, act on contract for Energy Resources Yard Improvements, 730 North Mesa Drive, project funded with Fiscal Year 10-11 Electrical Bond Capital Program. Item 5K, act on contract for University Drive Sidewalk Improvements, Mesa Drive to Harris Street, project funded with Fiscal Year 10-11 Electrical Bond and Transportation Operations Budget. Item 6A, act on resolution for Longbow Dover Special Improvement District. Item 6B, act on resolution approving fees and charges for parks, recreation, and commercial facilities. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding A09-06, annexing land west of Power Road on the south side of University Drive. Item 8A, act on ordinance making revisions to the Mesa City Code regarding special events held in the vicinity of downtown Mesa. Item 8B, act on ordinance adopting a new Title VI, Chapter 23 of the Mesa City Code relating to hotel-motel registration and records. And item 9A, act on recommendation from Audit, Finance, and Enterprise Committee to accept city's comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2010. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. No, I'm not going to make you go back and pronounce the word in 5E.
Okay. I left that out on purpose. Yep.
I think we have three council members.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Then I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative, with Council Member Finter being absent. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
Request, Mayor.
I have a motion from the Vice Mayor to adjourn, a second from Council Member Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you so very much. This was quick. We are adjourned. Appreciate it.